fantastic match last weekend. Liverpool looked really good.
Yeah, it was. Can I speak to you for a minute?
We looked solid at the back with our new goalkeeper. A clean sheet for the defence. Much better than last season.
Yeah, I guess.
The midfield looked as strong as ever, but with the new players, we're going to be even stronger.
Great. But there's something I really need to tell you about.
And up front, brilliant. Firmino, Mane and Salah, they were on fire.
Fire. Yeah, I've been trying to tell you. Fire. There, under your feet. The bin's on fire.
Yikes. Why didn't you mention it?
I tried. Look, here, use this.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to help you with your speaking skills. And specifically, we're going to look at some phrases you can use to change the subject.
That's right. Sometimes we want to change the topic or subject because we need to tell someone something important or urgently.
Like a fire.
Yes, like a fire. But sometimes we change the subject because we think of a different topic. We remember something that we want to say, or what someone says reminds us of something else.
Or maybe because someone is talking about the same topic all the time and won't shut up.
Yes, like when you're talking about football and Liverpool. You are a bit of a chatterbox. It's difficult to get a word in edgeways sometimes.
I know. I do go on sometimes, don't I?
In this section, we're going to do two practice conversations, two role plays. In each role play, we'll use a few phrases to change the topic.
Some of the phrases will be quite formal and polite, and some of the phrases will be more informal.
We want you to listen to the two role plays and decide in which conversation we use informal phrases and in which conversation we use more formal phrases.
Afterwards, we'll look at how we use the phrases in more detail.
Role play one.
Yeah, it was a really nice weekend. The weather was great for a change, so we got out our bikes and went for a ride.
Funny you should say that, because we went out on our bikes too. We went down to the river. It was a bit of a pain pedalling back up the hill, though.
That reminds me of the time I got a puncture near there. I didn't have anything to fix the tyre and had to carry the bike about 6 kilometres uphill.
Oh, no. Before I forget, a few of us were thinking of going for a ride next weekend. Do you want to come?
Sounds good.
And there's something else I want to ask you.
What's that?
Don't forget to bring your puncture repair kit.
Role play two.
Good morning, everybody. Could I have your attention for just a moment or two? As you may know, we've got an important visitor in the office this morning. Could you fill us in on the details, John?
Thanks, Sam. Yes, the chief executive will be arriving at around 10 a.m. and will be staying for around 3 hours.
That reminds me. Do we have someone meeting her at the station?
Yes, we do. So, while she's here, we want to see everybody at their desks.
Let me stop you there a moment, John. We would like her to see a busy working environment. Everybody working.
And speaking of the environment, could we keep coffee cups in the kitchen and not at our desks while she's here?
Good point, John. We want to give her a good impression. By the way, do we have coffee and biscuits for our visitor?
All under control, Sam.
Just one other thing. Please don't forget to leave your belongings in the cloakroom rather than over your chairs. Okay, I think that's everything for now. Back to work.
You've just listened to two role plays, and we asked you in which conversation we used phrases to change the subject that were more formal.
You probably know the answer already, But in case you're not sure, Roleplay 1 was informal and Roleplay 2 was more formal.
In the roleplays, we used quite a few phrases that you can use to change the topic of a conversation or to take control of a topic.
Let's look at the phrases from Roleplay 1 first of all. I used the phrase, "Funny you should say that," and Rich used the phrase, "That reminds me of the time." Both of these phrases are used to take control of the topic and are linked to what the person had said before.
I was talking about the bike ride that I went on, and then Jack used the phrase, "Funny you should say that," to start talking about his bike ride.
Rich used the phrase, "That reminds me of the time," to do something similar. I was speaking about where I had been, and he used this phrase to start speaking about when he went to the same place.
We also used two phrases to change the topic more directly. Jack said, "Oh, and before I forget," and "There's something else I want to ask you."
Both of these phrases are used to change the topic in a more direct way and are quite informal. Other similar phrases are, "By the way," "Oh, while I remember," or "Oh, I just thought of something."
"By the way" can be used in both informal and formal conversations and is quite common to use to change the topic. You could say, "Oh, by the way, I listened to that song you were talking about the other day." Or, "By the way, did you see that goal Pogba scored against City?"
Let's look at some of the phrases from the second roleplay, which was a bit more formal.
In the second roleplay, many of the phrases were a bit more abrupt or less friendly. A couple of examples Jack used were, "Let me stop you there a moment," and "Just one other thing."
Both of these phrases are used to stop the speaker quickly, to add another point, or change the subject.
We also used the phrases, "That reminds me," and "By the way," to stop the speaker and make a fresh point. In the role play, they were both related to what the speaker had said before.
The other phrase that was used in the second role play was "speaking of." This again links to what the previous speaker had said. In the role play, Rich said, "We would like her to see a busy working environment." And then I said, "Speaking of the environment."
This allowed Jack to make a new point about the topic.
We've got more activities and explanations to help you on the Premier Skills English page below this podcast.
Your task this week is to continue a conversation that we start in the comments section.
Every time you reply, you need to change the subject by using one of the phrases we've used in this week's podcast. Let's do an example.
I wanted to paint my living room last weekend, but I didn't get much done as I was watching the football most of the time.
Speaking of football, did you see that Chelsea have signed that goalkeeper for a world record fee?
Changing the subject for just a minute, did you know that I broke a world record once? I was part of the world's longest bucket chain. I bet you don't know what that is, do you?
I don't think I want to know. By the way, I watched that film you recommended last week.
That's great. Oh, before I forget.
Okay, so we'll start another conversation and we want you to continue the conversations in the comments section.
Every day next week, we will start a new conversation in the comments section and we want you to continue the conversation.
Remember, each time you reply, you should change the topic by using phrases such as "funny you should say that," "speaking of," "by the way," or "let me stop you there a moment."
Here's the first conversation starting sentence.
My mobile broke the other day and I had to take it to get fixed. I couldn't use it for 2 days. I couldn't even check the football results.
Write your replies to Jack in the comments section on the Premier Skills English webpage. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was fantasy football. This is a free game you can play on PremierLeague.com where you get £100 million to spend on a team of your choice. You are the manager and you play against other managers from around the world.
Well done to Rafael Amorim and Rafael Arce from Brazil, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Sabonoleg and Lubomir from Ukraine, Asim Juve from Palestine, Samo from Turkey, Athikala from Spain, El Ghul from Algeria, Ju 003 from Russia, Quasi Manifest from Ghana, Zaid from India and Milos from Serbia. You all got the right answer.
This week's phrase is... This phrase is used to describe the teams that have a chance of winning the league. Usually, there are a maximum of about 5, as it becomes clear after a month or so that the rest of the teams have little chance of winning the league.
If you know your movies, I could have been a... is a famous line from an old movie.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.